What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
Real estate technology, or prop tech, is quickly becoming its own category in the startup world. New venture capital firms have raised hundreds of millions of dollars to invest solely in real estate technology. Top traditional VCs made huge bets on prop tech companies. Some of the world's largest landlords have built venture capital arms to get on the action, while commercial brokerages have launched their own investment funds and incubators. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Andrea Jang, head of growth at JLL Spark. JLL Spark is a strategic VC investing in technology companies transforming commercial real estate for building owners and occupiers. JLL Spark invests in startups that they can help grow through the JLL distribution channel and relationships, and is structured as an independent driving force of innovation without the typical hangups of a corporate VC. This episode is brought to you by InCheck by SiteComply. InCheck is a building operations platform used by thousands of property management teams to get visibility, accountability, and consistency and grow their portfolios and profits. Find out more. Go to incheckapp.com. That's INCHECKAPP.com. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Growth Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Andrea about her background and what led her to join the JLL Spark team.
So I can start way back about myself, and I think that you'll understand why once you hear my whole story. I'm originally from Vancouver, Canada, and I went to school in the States to study business in undergrad. And I always thought that I was going to be an entrepreneur, but a cosmetics entrepreneur. Didn't think about going into prop tech or anything like that at all when I graduated from college. And once I graduated, I actually spent 3 years running and scaling a small makeup company, which was doing very, very well until the company landed two monumental clients and it pushed the company to ramp up product development significantly. And I think in hindsight, this company wasn't ready from both a capital funding and production capacity to service these large clients. And the product was actually being shipped to stores damaged and defective. And so we couldn't sell the product. I did leave the company with tremendous experience, though, in learning how to build and scale small entrepreneurial teams before e-commerce was even popular, using very grassroots methods of marketing, sales, and PR to create brand awareness in the local community. And I had the responsibility and oversight of the strongest sales team in North America. So I left this company and I went back to do my MBA. And I thought I was going to focus on operations and supply chain, but quickly shifted gears to focus on finance and then in real estate, because I just found it to be very interesting, exciting. It's back in 2007, the market was really hot, and I thought I would become a real estate developer. The market tanked in 2008, and by 2009, I landed at in New York City, and I started working at JLL in 2010. And prior to joining JLL Spark last year in 2018, I've been at JLL in both the New York and the San Francisco markets, and I've done everything from working in tenant rep brokerage, capital markets, and more recently in an internal corporate development, M&A, and strategy and innovation for property management. So I have seen a number of the different business lines. I've worked very closely with both producers and operations professionals in a number of different areas of real estate and have been able to work at figuring out how to grow these businesses, how to attract, retain high-value talent, And also, what are some of the new modern technologies that we can adopt into these business lines to automate traditional processes that are very manual, and also just modernize some of these business lines so that we can continue to attract some of the best in breed talent out in the marketplace.
I asked Andrea what got her excited about JLL Spark and to talk a little bit about the mission of the organization.
I joined JLL Spark last year to bridge the gap between technology and real estate. Just prior to joining JLL Spark, from 2016 to 2018, I helped forge a partnership between JLL Property Management and a company called Honest Buildings, which is a project management capital planning platform for owners, managers, and developers. This is used by property management professionals, and I helped integrate this technology between JLL Property Management and clients such as LaSalle and Beacon. And in this project and exercise, I just realized that the world is moving towards technology in all other areas of life. And real estate is, Richard, one of these business lines, industries that are the most slowest to adopt technology. However, it's so crucial. And when I see some of these building level professionals start changing completely their workflows and getting so excited to work in a much more efficient manner and have insights available to them at the click of a button, I realize there's so much more opportunity here beyond this one technology that we can help companies adopt across all different business verticals. And at Spark, our whole mandate is to help transform the real estate industry and be the pioneers in the real estate industry in adopting new technologies that are best in breed. And what differentiates and distinguishes us from a number of different, a number of other organizations that are looking at technologies is that we have decided to bring in seasoned technology leaders with product backgrounds. Our co-CEOs, Mihir Shah and Yishai Lerner, come from decades of working in Silicon Valley on at Groupon, at Yahoo, and also in helping to develop apps like the first generation of Uber before it is what it is today. So they definitely know from a tech and a product standpoint what's important for a technology to be sticky and technology to work in something that is scalable. And being able to partner with all the collective expertise in JLL, we can gain a real estate perspective as well. And so my role at JLL Spark right now is running growth for the Americas, which means that any companies that JLL Spark invests in that are either based in the U.S. or want to grow in the U.S. become my responsibility. And I help figure out how to scale and distribute these companies either through JLL's core businesses or with JLL's key investor and occupier client.
I asked Andrew to give a brief overview of JLL Spark.
So JLL Spark is an independent entity of JLL. So we are the venture capital arm of JLL, which is a real estate professional services firm. And JLL Spark has a global venture fund of $100 million to invest in prop tech at the seed, Series A, and Series B stage. We invest in companies all around the world, and we have offices in Europe, Asia, and the U.S.
I asked Andrea how JLL Spark goes about developing a pipeline of prop tech companies to invest in.
So we have an investment team based in California that has looked and scrutinized maybe over 1,000 companies over the past year. And at this point in time, we have made 14 investments. And prior to making those investments, there's a number of different ways that we do due diligence, either through some of the seasoned people on our growth team that come with a background from working in real estate, such as myself. I often lean towards some of my just peers and friends that I've made on the both the occupier and the investor side of the real estate community for their expertise and their input on whether or not they find that these technologies are game changing, and just other like research, due diligence, understanding the competitor set, and just the actual like size of the market for these technologies to grow. As a VC firm, our goal is to help these companies supercharge their growth. But again, a venture capital mandate is that these companies have hockey stick growth. So there needs to be quite a bit of scrutiny in both from a just a market standpoint, a growth availability, and whether or not we can even help these companies distribute through the right channels. Therefore, the companies that we invest in must have some sort of ability to have a relationship with either a distribution platform, either through JLL's core businesses or with JLL's clients.
I asked Andrea about the real estate challenges that JLL Spark is focused on trying to solve.
Even before we jump into like some of the ideas that are exciting me today, I'd like to just talk a little bit about historically what real estate companies and real estate organizations have been adopting as software. Enterprise software historically has sat on databases, in enterprise databases, and so they've been very static. This has made user collaboration virtually impossible, and you have well-paid analysts that are spending hours just manually cleaning data sets and working through the data and building dashboards before they can even interpret data. I'd say that modern software platforms today allow users to collaborate in real time and allow them to assign tasks and structure data into insights with a click of a button. And you'll notice today that a lot of these new best-in-breed prop tech firms are led by seasoned technology entrepreneurs or have a very strong technology team powering the platform. And historically, I think that we've seen a lot of people that have come from real estate may not necessarily have a technology background, come up with an idea, but the platform may not be built in a manner that allows for the platform to really be able to scale. So I think that those are some of the differences of what we see today, that technology entrepreneurs realizing that there are gaps in the industry and partnering with best real estate professionals to build a first-class product. And some of the areas that we're seeing this happen today are just areas of converting real-time information and allowing market transparency for owners. And workflow automation for building operations professionals. And improved utilization, flexibility, and productivity for people managing large portfolios of real estate for their workplace.
Data transformation, data transparency, and productivity are three key areas of focus for JLL Spark. I asked Andrea what other challenges in commercial real estate have JLL Spark's attention.
The three I mentioned are just three of a few different areas that we're looking at. We're also looking at technologies that are enabling like a digital experience in the workplace, analytical tools to optimize financial and operation models, and other tools that just allow analysts to collaborate in real time, managing data and leveraging insights with a click of a button. So there's a couple different buckets that we're looking at, not specifically just three, but we definitely are looking at it in a number of different verticals at this point in time.
I asked Andrea for some examples of how technology is impacting and improving the daily life of real estate professionals.
Absolutely. So for example, DealPath is a deal pipeline deal management platform that has powered institutional real estate investment firms to organize and control over $3 trillion of deals in their pipelines. So this is a platform that's used by the acquisitions and asset management community that allows these professionals to work on deals in real time and for asset managers to comprehensively review their portfolios. This platform's been able to free up approximately 25% of what real estate professionals currently spend time on doing tedious data management and emailing, and allows them to focus on more value-added work. And so this enables, because they're not spending so much time mired in just doing manual data cleanup and analytics, they spend more time being able to get the insights and being able to speak to the rest of the deal teams much more effectively and collaboratively. Another one on the building operations side of the business is and property management and facilities management side of the business is Jones. This is a certificates of insurance automation platform that frees up time from property administrators and construction managers from manually managing certificates of insurance from vendors. So what Jones actually does is it uses machine learning to scan insurance clauses and upload this information into an online database. So people no longer have to manually enter this information into a form, even online. Everything is done through machine learning. And Jones also provides short-term liability insurance to vendors if they don't have the proper insurance in order to be compliant to building owner standards. So this reduces liability to building owners and enables property managers to do much more value-added tenant-facing work. So we've rolled this out to a couple hundred buildings within both JLL and some client portfolios. And our property administrators have noticed that it's at least 10 to 15 hours of time saved every week that the property administrator no longer has to do with COI automation or anything about managing COIs. And they've been able to spend a lot more time interacting with their tenants. And as property management and just the future of the office workplace is moving into a more hospitality-centric focus, we have found that a lot of our the property manager's time is spent trying to create a much more engaging environment so that tenants and employees are engaged to come and work in the office. Because technology is just so amazing today, people no longer have to go to the office to actually get work done. So the challenge becomes, how do we create this engaging environment in the workplace so that people actually want to come to work and come to the office to work and collaborate with their peers? And we've noticed that it's not only that the tenants and the companies themselves have to create an engaging, fun environment, but now building owners are trying to create a community experience within the entire office, and even work with the surrounding retail, either in their buildings or surrounding their buildings, to curate experiences that resonate with the tenants. One of the technologies that we adopted for this is a tenant amenity app called HQO, which is an app on your phone that enables employees to do anything from order food from a retailer that's either in the building or close to the building, engage in some programs or events that are going on in the building, and sign up for classes such as yoga classes or a, maybe an on-site manicure, so on and so forth. And it really depends on what appears to be engaging to the tenants and or the employees of these companies and what the landlord wants to do in terms of programming. But By enabling all this to be done through an app, landlords can understand how the employees in their buildings are actually using the building, what they enjoy to do when they're not just focused on their work. So this is a really good example of how we're now curating a much more holistic and engaging experience from both the property management side of the equation and a technology to help power that.
Today, workers value the flexibility to work in different locations, aesthetically pleasing workspaces, and community. I asked Andrea how JLL Spark is addressing the shifting demands of the modern office worker.
There's becoming this increasing need to have just this whole a seamless transition between live, work, and play. So landlords today keep talking about the need to amenitize their buildings, either be it a multifamily building or an office building or even retail. And what is the appropriate mix to just have people engaged with the surrounding environment that they're in. And before even deciding on what amenities to even put into these buildings, they should really know which ones are the ones that employees are actually using. And when we talk about what is it to build a community, to build and amenitize a building, just understanding how people are using the building is going to be the first step in curating content and programming that actually resonates with the employees. And so I think that at the end of the day, people still want to collaborate and work together. And you can't get away from just the human component of being in a room together and working on something together. And I think that as long as the environment is one in which is inspiring to employees, then that's how we're going to keep them engaged.
Andrea touched on a few companies that JLL Spark has invested in, including DealPath, Jones, and HQO. I asked Andrea to speak to a few other companies she's excited about.
Similar to HQO, we've also invested in another company called Lively, which is a tenant experience app for the multifamily for multifamily assets and multifamily owner operators. And the reason why they're different is that multifamily is primarily run and operates 24/7, whereas an office is typically managed and run during the hours of the work, like, you know, maybe 9 to 9 or something like that. So it's not 24/7. What's also really interesting about these apps is the ability for landlords to capture additional revenue through non-traditional revenue streams, either, especially on Lively, being able to collect your renters' insurance through the app, your rent payments through the app, maybe allow your employees to purchase small sundries through your app as well, and then share in that revenue with the actual providers that are providing that service, because you're enabling everything to be done through one-stop shop in that one app. Another really interesting technology is one called VergeSense. This is a occupancy planning space utilization tool. It's a sensor that you can stick on the ceilings of your office to count the number of people who are actually in an open space or in a conference room. And the reason why this is important is because real estate is becoming just increasingly more and more expensive. And people who are responsible for managing the amount of real estate their workforce is occupying, they need to understand how to best configure the workplace so that it's amenable to how the employees are actually using the space. So VergeSense allows in real time for these real estate professionals to be able to actually know which areas of the office are being utilized. Are the conference rooms actually built to the size specifications that actually suit the employees' needs? And if not, to just help better plan how to use the real estate in the future.
I asked Andrea if there is a niche in the commercial real estate market that is being overlooked by technologists and venture capitalists.
I think right now, because PropTech is still in such early stages, there's so, and we're just talking about innovation in general. There is technology innovation, but there's also just pure play real estate innovation. And I think that we're still looking at, there are companies that are still approaching us that are trying to package everything together. And I think that really breaking out the operation technology platform from the actual real estate is going to enable both areas to raise capital in ways that are that makes sense for how those companies should grow. That being said, I think that, well, you mentioned affordable housing. That is an area that still hasn't been very much figured out, but I think that a lot of that is to do with actual real estate innovation and even just building component innovation and versus some the technologies that we've been investing in that are truly more software technologies. I would like to speak about one of the companies that we have made investment in that is a game-changing area of real estate that I think a lot of technologists are still trying to solve and is still in very early stages today. I think that this is an area that will truly transform our industry in how they identify opportunities, risks, and value to the real estate community. And this company is called Skyline AI. They are an AI-based investment management platform that can source and underwrite properties instantly with minimal margin of error. If you think about traditionally investment managers, they could really only invest or operate in markets where they have deep market intelligence and expertise. And they gain this information through just years of experience operating in these markets. However, this approach is very limiting. Think about it. It takes years to develop this market knowledge. And in today's competitive market, it's very difficult to uncover opportunities that will deliver the yields that are expected by institutional investors. So what Skyline AI has been able to do is allow managers that partner with them to uncover off-market opportunities and identify assets that operate in a similar manner in different markets across the country that these investment managers and operators may have traditionally never invested in.
I asked Andrea what success looks like for JLL Spark in the next 12 months.
I think that success over the next 12 months will be in a number of areas. Being able to give our portfolio companies more exposure to the real estate community and have the real estate community adopt these platforms is definitely going to be key. Some of these technologies are in fairly crowded markets, so I think in the next 12 months, you'll start to see certain technologies come out ahead of the rest. And we're still in such early stages with most of these companies. You're still not sure which one is going to come out in the running, but I think that some of our companies are already showing sure signs of promise. And still just being able to increasingly make good real estate investment decisions. So increasing our portfolio of investments, not only in the U.S., but in Europe and Asia as well. Those will be areas that show that we are continuing to grow successfully.
I asked Andrea what big ideas or challenges the JLL Spark will be working on in the next 5 to 7 years.
I think the next 5 to 7 years, that's pretty in technology and VC language, that's an infinite amount of time. And I think that success in the next 5 to 7 years is to see that a number of these portfolio companies hit that, you know, household name status, that they're distributed throughout the entire real estate community, that people speak to these companies as the forefront of their the areas that they're trying to solve. I think some of the things that we've been able to observe are the landlords and owners' increasing willingness to participate in working with some of these companies. And that in itself is inherent to this collaborative effort will allow for more transparent data share. And I think that when we start to see a movement towards understanding the benefits that these technologies provide, you'll start seeing a lot more of, you know, real estate and technology really converging and working in tandem with one another and really working together to actually solve for the greater good. So, I mean, even if you're talking about modular construction components, the actual construction materials are not even necessarily cheaper, but it shortens the construction process time so much that that's already a benefit to developers. And then for developers and owners to buy into some of these new processes and practices that have never been used historically, you know, then the companies that are creating these new products will be able to iterate and build and innovate much more quickly through the adoption by, you know, paying customers at the end of the day.
I asked Andrea if there's anything that we haven't talked about that is important for the listening audience to know either about JLL Spark or any of their investments.
One of the key areas that we really stress at JLL Spark is that we're a strategic VC. And unlike other venture capitalists out there, we really do work hand in hand with the portfolio companies to figure out how they can grow. The real estate industry is an extremely complex relationship-driven industry, and it can be extremely difficult to navigate and get in front of the right decision makers. And this is something that we at JLL Spark work so fervently to develop those relationships and become trusted partners and advisors to our clients so that we can show them the best in breed technologies, which end up becoming our portfolio companies. And for example, I personally helped a few of our portfolio companies get in front of the correct decision makers at large institutional firms such as Blackstone, Prologis, and to gain adoption. And I've worked with seed stage companies to shape their product development and sales roadmap. In one instance, I've helped one company scale its platform and adoption from 2 properties to over 500 assets in 8 months. So we definitely do pride ourselves in really being able to help our portfolio companies gain traction and give them advice on navigating the real estate industry as much as we can.
Great to connect with Andrea Jang of JLL Spark today. JLL Spark is an independent division of JLL that operates a global venture fund of $100 million to invest in prop tech companies transforming commercial real estate. JLL Spark has a dedicated growth team to help portfolio companies leverage JLL's global business lines with rapid feedback and distribution channels to the core business lines and JLL clients. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Andrea and JLL Spark's pursuit to transform commercial real estate through their Global Venture Fund. You can find out more about Andrea and JLL Spark in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.